Fort Recovery Indians are on the air. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
Okay. Welcome to the battleground, I guess we're calling it. The stockade, the Lefevre family softball and baseball athletic complex. And the Indians are taking on Franklin Monroe tonight. Bob was supposed to be bringing us in, and he showed me some silly text and or something on Facebook, and so neither one of us could talk for a second. So got a game tonight, game tomorrow at 12:30 against Arcanum, game Monday night. It's our last league game that got rained out. That's New Knoxville on Monday night. And then Tuesday we're playing LCC here to begin the tournament. So got 4 games in 5 days.
Well, you know, Spencey, you know, you've seen us play every game. And we've talked all year about how this team is good enough to make a run in the tournament.
Yes, we are.
But playing the way we're playing right now, we need some wins. We got to get some confidence going into Tuesday.
Absolutely.
LCC last night beat St. Henry.
Yes.
So you're looking at
You know, and St. Henry, that's only their fourth loss.
Yeah.
So I think I have it on that green sheet there. In the league things, I got that updated.
18-4.
That's only the fourth loss, man.
So we got to get playing some good baseball right now.
Yes.
And you know what? A perfect timer now. We got the Franklin Monroe Jets coming in on a team a lot like the Indians. We're 10-11. They're 10-13. You know, we just got to get on the. We got to get going tonight and get ready to make that second season and get some confidence. And we have the schedule. You know, we got to. You know, this is the team that we should beat. Tomorrow, Arcanum's the team we should beat. Monday, New Knoxville is the team that we should beat. So let's get some momentum going.
Yes,
let's get some confidence.
And we need those timely hits. I'll tell you. Last night we had. Was 6-3 going into the top of the seventh. We scored a run, had runners on. I can't remember if it was first and second or second and third, and can't remember who it was. Put a liner into right field, and that right fielder came over and made a pretty good play on that. If he had missed that, I don't remember which batter it was. Would have probably had a triple.
Yeah.
But instead, it was out number three, and we just that ball just won't fall in when we need it, or you know, and. It's frustrating, but you know that kind of thing does happen.
Looks like we're getting ready to umpires are out here coaches are meeting with the umpires to go over the rules here at beautiful Lefevre Family Park and just don't get much better than this, folks. Yep. And it looks like Mother Nature's going to cooperate. I looked at the radar, said nothing till maybe 6:30, but even that is something they're thinking
the
might pop up.
The ones I saw 6:30 to 7, so
we should be all right.
If we can kind of stay away, and we're starting a little bit early, maybe trying to get ahead of it, but it's only 4 minutes till, so we're not that
usually
much
early. Usually we're 20 after, so we're way early today.
Yeah, umpires are here. Yeah. Dave Tobin's one of them. I don't recognize the other.
Yeah, it looks like Dave's got to play tonight. And should be a good one. Indians and the Franklin Monroe Jets, and Indians, like we talked about, need to get off to a good start. And let's look at their lineup tonight. Landon Post, of course, leads off. Plays second base. Cole Greasy is your third baseman tonight. He's batting second. Cale Rammel, center fielder, bats third. Daniel Patch goes to the cleanup hole. He's playing first base. Bo Tin, who had a big hit last night, he's getting the ball tonight, and he's absolutely been throwing the ball great. We just got to give him a little help.
We talked about that last night. He and Chase Kaiser were doing something up at the studio for school, and we gave up a one earned run last night, and I think in – between In all of our MAC games, we have given up 5 earned runs in 8 games.
Crazy
and
stat.
And we're 4-4. Our fifth one's coming up. Our fifth victory, I hope, is coming up on Monday. That'll be our 9th MAC game. So,
Sage Wendell bats 6 for Indians, and he's playing left field. Riggs Toby's catching again. I think he's called about every game this year.
Except the second game of the doubleheader is the only pitches he hasn't caught every game.
Alex Dews is batting 8th, and he's playing shortstop. Tucker Overman, right fielder, batting 9th. For Coach Ink and the Indians.
And Wyatt Benn, with an injury, won't be playing. I don't know if he'll be able to play the rest of the season. Maybe we can check with Jill in a couple minutes and see where that stands. But so Wyatt's wounded. And Troy, I believe, is either – is Troy in the lineup?
He is not.
Okay, so
I heard that he's going to be ready.
Yep. So yeah, they just keep on giving him
a
little
bit.
Is
Troy about ready to go? Yeah.
I think he could be ready if we were in the tournament, but we're just giving him rest.
Let's look at the Franklin Monroe Jets lineup. Coach Tyler Zimmerman brings his team in here. They're 9-13 on the season. And they have starting shortstop, Kason Yundt. Matthew Hurley bats 2nd. Cade Peters gets the ball tonight, batting 3rd. Josh Armstrong batting 4th. Brady Wackler plays center field, bats 5th. Tyler Riffle catching, batting 6th. Chase Stebbins batting 7th. Playing 2nd base, Hudson Fasnock.
Fasnock
bats 8th. And he's playing 3rd base, and Ben Denlinger is batting 9th. For Coach Zimmerman and the Franklin Monroe Jets. We're going to take a break. We're doing the starting lineups. Mr. Lefevre's doing them right now. The voice of the Indians. We're going to pay some bills. The national anthem coming up. Indian baseball on Fort Cover Radio. We'll be right back.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is...
Tradition and family values are what shape who we are and what we do at Cooper Farms.
Seeing how proud the owners were of getting involved with the company, not just the third and the fourth generation, but even meeting some of the fifth generation, their involvement in the company is very spectacular.
The owners are available. They're just around. You see them. It's a small company feel in a big global company.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Spring is in the air, and so is the smell of great steaks on the grill. And Wayne IGA has everything you need for a great cookout. They have great prices on their nicely trimmed steak, ready to go in their grab-and-go meat case. T-bones and New York strips are $7.99 a pound. Angus ribeyes are only $9.99 a pound. Boneless, skinless chicken breasts are just $2.99 a pound. Boneless pork chops are $3.49 a pound. And their ground chuck is $4.29 a pound, bulk or patties. While you're there getting your grilling supplies, be sure to grab everything that goes with your cookout. Fresh vegetables, potato salad, macaroni salad, chips and dips, and how about a veggie or meat and cheese tray? And be sure to check out their large selection of wine and beer. Make Wayne IGA your headquarters for all your cookouts this year. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kalp to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is now hiring in their service and parts departments. Hull Brothers sells and services both farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. Full-time employees enjoy generous wages, health insurance, paid vacations, 401k contributions, annual bonuses, and more. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers with skilled and dedicated employees. Consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Apply today at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians!
All right, we're back here and joined by my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely, helping me tonight.
You betcha.
Bringing you Indian baseball. Fee, how you doing, buddy?
Doing good, Bobby.
We need
ready for a big win tonight.
Well, Fee, me and Neil talked about the pregame. Mm-hmm. You know, we got three games left to get this thing turned around, get some confidence. Second season starts Tuesday against a very good LCC team.
Absolutely.
That beat St. Henry last night.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you always kind of knew that LCC, they probably got at least one good pitcher, you know. Tournament time, that's all you need.
Right.
A couple good pitchers and you can go.
Absolutely. But we feel we got the same thing tonight. We got Bo Tenth on. Bo's throw the ball well for the Indians.
Yeah, he's been a hard luck guy. That poor guy, he's had about five or six great outings this year and just can't get a win.
Indians had a tough loss last night against a solid Walpole Club, Fee, 6-4. We got a couple hits late, made the game close.
Yep.
But, you know, here's Alex Deuce throwing a three-hitter and striking out nine and just, you know.
That's a good ball club, too.
500 runs.
Yeah, well, if they can win on Monday night against Lima Bath, they will share the WBL. With, of course, Defiance. Always wins it. And usually they win it straight out. So they beat Defiance.
Yep. I've seen where they beat Defiance.
Which I think Defiance has two losses, maybe three.
All right, here's Kaysen Yunt leading off for Coach Zimmerman and the Franklin Monroe Jets, from Dark County. Number 10, right-handed hitter.
Jets usually got a pretty good squad down there.
Yep, they do, absolutely. And then they're really young. You look at their lineup, I only see like two seniors on the whole thing. And this is one of them right here, Mr. Yunt.
Big swing and a miss starting
first
down.
Pitch is a strike. Riggs Toby doing the catching again. Pretty good combination here, Bo and Riggs. Wind blowing in tonight. There's the curve for a strike, 0-2. 295 to right field, 350 to the gap, 345 center, 350 left center, 290 the short porch and left.
Ooh, short porch.
Still looking for the first dinger at the Fever Fan. Strike got three.
Him.
Got him looking. One up, one down. That brings up Hurley to the plate, Matthew Hurley.
Three straight strikes.
Yep,
good. Good way to start.
Number 17, Matthew Hurley.
Cade Peters on deck. Tell you what, the first two guys are little guys.
Yeah, skinny little guys. Yeah. Of course, you don't need to be big in baseball.
About half a Dan Patch.
He's just slightly smaller than the starting pitcher last night for Wapakoneta, who hit a home run over the 342 sign.
Yeah, don't dang.
Yeah, if you got a good swing and quick wrist, you can get it.
There's a ground ball.
Ooh, it's
tough play. Greasy's up, fires it over to Patchy. Got him in a bang banger. Nice job, Caden.
Pretty good arm there by Caden Greasy.
So it's two up, two down now. Here's Peters, the pitcher.
Now batting number 24.
Slow hopper, Feeb. Greasy did a nice play on it.
He did do a nice job Came in, barehanded it, fired it. Had a boy.
Calpe is eating steak tonight. He's got a
little steak action going.
Yeah, I think he's going to
bringing a couple over.
But it's not cow steak. It is elk.
There's a swing and a miss.
Steak.
Elkers.
Elk steak at his brother-in-law's.
Probably tastes good. Hell, any kind of meat.
Yeah, never know. Tenderizer enough to eat anything.
I don't know how you can eat Bullwinkle.
That's low in the dirt. First pitch that Bo is not through. First strike. 1-1. Two out. 419-852-9201. If you're listening, we'd like to give you a shout-out. We love when we hear from our loyal fans.
You betcha.
That's a curve just misses inside 2-1. Isaac Lefevre, the man on the mic.
Sounding good.
The trainer. Miss Jill Snyder right here with us.
Champ.
Champ is correct.
Yep.
Swinging a miss on the corner. 2-2. Two out. And in the famous words of Pudge Brinsley.
The Pudgy.
Deuces.
Deuces
wild. I think Big Bo's going to knock this guy out, right? Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Fly ball. Hit the Kale Ram.
Kale's got a beat on her.
He's
nice.
Got it.
Nice. Quick inning.
One up, or three up, three down. Indians bat. Bottom of the first. No score.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
There's one guarantee in business, and that is that you can never predict the future. Hi, I'm Amanda Segrist with Fort Recovery Insurance. Lots of unpredictable things happen in business. The economy might take a U-turn, or that guy from down the road might take a U-turn into your front door. From a commercial insurance package to a commercial umbrella policy, we can make sure you are covered for the unpredictable. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at www.fortrecoveryinsurance.com.
The Fort Recovery Merchants Cruise Inn is coming up on Friday night, May 12th, presented by the Fort Streetcar Classics Car Club. The Brick Street will be lined with over 100 of the coolest cars ever made. It's one of the first events of spring here in Fort Recovery, and it's always a great time. Lots of friends, lots of unique cars, great food will be available, and great oldies playing all night long. Don't miss the annual spring cruise in on the Brick Street in downtown Fort Recovery on Friday, May 12th from 6 to 9 p.m.
All right, we're back here. Bottom of the first inning, Landon Post, Cole Greasy, and Kale Rammel.
Big cruise in tonight, Bobby.
Big cruise in. Feet look like a lot of nice cars.
Nice looking cars coming in town right now.
Let's hope
love it.
Mother Nature.
Just stays around.
Yep.
Stays way off that range around about 11, 12, and then let her rip.
I agree with you. Jaden got a hit last night. We talked to him Wednesday on Sports Talk. He had 31. And
he's at 32.
32.
Now.
That's unbelievable. And they got Kansas today, probably 6 o'clock, I think.
Kansas at 6 o'clock. Yep.
Yep. So.
Is it killing you not to be watching?
I got it right here.
Oh, okay. So no.
No, not yet. Till I can't get it, then I'll be in a rage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was really a nice talk you had with your, I guess it's your great nephew.
Be
right?
My great nephew, yeah.
Yep.
That means you're old. That means you are
old. Old.
Here's Landon Pose, senior. Landon playing second base for Coach Ike.
But that means I'm a great uncle.
You're great.
I'm
uncle.
Great uncle.
And he's a great
tremendous.
Nephew.
Tremendous. And you also got a son and daughter-in-law with the anniversary.
Yeah, got a little anniversary going. We're going to watch the kids and let them go out. Get a little bite to eat.
They're going to go over and eat elk with
Calvi? They might be going over to see Calvi with some elk.
They go to elk meat. That's the only place.
Yep, she loves El Camino.
That pitch is
so it's sort of like elk. It's elk Camino.
Yeah, Elk Camino.
No, it'd be Elk Omino.
Omino.
Yes. Omino.
Yep.
We're pretty smart, ain't we?
We are. Yep.
We are smart people.
Very.
Sort of.
Very.
Yeah. 2-0. There's a strike down Broadway.
That's the one Landon was looking for.
But he didn't swing.
Yeah, he's getting a good one here. He'll get one.
Second season gets underway next week.
Oh, that's going to be
and,
big.
Yeah, you know, if I find my glasses, which are on top of my head. There's a ground ball, third
shot.
Base.
Nice play.
One hopper over 30. Lollygags are over.
Got a candy hopper on that one.
5-3 if you're scoring at home. One up, one down. Here's Cole Greasy. Kale Ramo on deck.
Number 6.
If you look at our bracket, next week, Tuesday, Waynesfield, Lima Perry get it started. Waynesfield hosting Lima Perry.
Yeah.
And the winner of that, St. Henry, waiting for. So they'll be up there scouting that game, I'm sure. And then Tuesday night, of course, big one right here at Fort Recovery and LCC. That game gets underway at 5 o'clock. And once again, Neil has all the ticket information on.
Yep.
On, and you got to get your tickets
get
online.
Get your tickets.
Yep. OHSAA.com, and then just look for the game you're
and we want,
after.
We want to make sure we get a big crowd out here, folks.
Yep.
Yeah, let's get off to a good start.
There's a ground ball base hit up the middle.
There's a base hit. Attaboy.
Nice job, Mr.
Here we go.
Here's Kale Ramo, center fielder. Dan Patch on deck. Bottom of the bracket, Parkway hosts the Lima Temple Christian. Mm-hmm. And then Mariah Stein, Marion Local, plays New Knoxville. Dang.
Number 2.
And the winners, St. Henry, the number 1 seed. The Indians would play Bremen if we could get by LCC. That'd be next Thursday at 5 o'clock at Bremen.
At Bremen.
For a chance to move on to the Coldwater District.
That would be considered the sectional final?
Yes.
Yep.
Yep. And then Crestview. There's a ground ball. Base hit into left field.
Nice shot.
Indians playing a little bingo here with one out. Back-to-back singles. Got some at first and second.
Hey, this kid's throwing strikes. Let's go get them.
Their shortstop was 2 inches away from at least knocking that down.
Yeah.
But I don't think he could have had a play. But
ball hit hard.
So yes, it was.
Hit.
Here's Patchy. Bo 10 on deck. Daniel with a.
Come on, Daniel.
Moved up to number 4 lineup today.
Big 6-6.
Yeah, it'd be nice to see Big Dan get her moving here. That ball is inside. Ground ball could be 2. Good hop.
Yep.
He's just going to get to one.
All right.
He moves him over to second and third.
There we go.
Patchy's out 6-3.
But he moved the runners up.
So you got to move.
Here's Bo 10.
That's Come on, good. Bo.
Number 10, Bo
Chance to help your cause, big
10.
Fella. Indian baseball for Recovery Radio. Now it looks like thunderstorms likely at 5:30.
Oh, that one was coming at us.
Hard shot right at the dugout.
Coming right at the old dugout there. Look out, boys.
That don't look good. I didn't see that coming. That come out of nowhere.
Oop. What's that, radar?
We got a little rain.
Yep, it'll break up.
All right, I like your thinking.
I like your thinking.
Yeah, the radar I was watching earlier, things would pop up and they'd break.
Ball is in a dirt.
Then they'd break up. Then they'd pop back up and they'd break up. So,
All right.
I hope that's
break
what's going to happen
up
first.
To make up. Something like that.
Something like that.
I think that's Shy Lights, but I could be very far wrong.
No, you are very far right.
You are exactly.
1-1, 2 out. Ground ball, base hit, left field.
There we go, boys.
Kale Ramo comes around third. There's going to be a play at the plate, and he's in there.
Yeah, the boy.
How about that for a timely hit, boys?
There's that big hit we've been looking for.
There we go.
Bo 10, and Bo moves on to second on the throw. I thought Kale was kind of lollygagging there.
I was like, go. I don't know if he didn't know there's 2 outs. We got to go.
Yeah, Coach Ike says, let's go, big fella. Yeah. Beats the tag in. Good throw into the plate from left field.
That one might be the beginning of our new season.
There you go.
Here we go.
2-0. Here's Sage.
Number 14, Sage.
Left fielder today. For Coach Kevin Ike and your Indians. That ball's a little bit outside.
Mm-hmm.
That ball's low. Bo with a big lead down there.
Yeah. Out there at second base, he was at least 20 feet off the bag.
Nice crowd on hand today. That ball's low, 3-0.
Good boy, Sage.
Yep.
Rick's Toby on deck.
I can't see all of the stands, but the Franklin Monroe crowd is pretty decent, and ours, I would assume, is really good as always. Carlton Rhodes in the front row there, though.
I seen Ram pull in.
The Ram Rod.
The Rammer. Billy B said he might stop up. I said, come on up and see us.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we can talk a little bit about his friend.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Well, it was really cool them guys bought that blue flame.
Yeah.
There's a line drive. Get out, baby. And it does.
Come on, Bo. Go.
Sage Wendell with an RBI single.
There's
Bo comes in.
Now get there, Sage. Get there. Atta boy.
Right away. Being aggressive on the base pass and driving in the run.
Here we go.
Indians. I do love that.
Put a crooked number up. 3-0 here in the first. Sage Wendell. Good piece of hitting there, just going with the pitch, Fee.
Absolutely. Went with the pitch. Nice little blooper out into right field. Bo 10 on his horse. Wow. Made her home.
Here's Riggs, a number 7 hitter in the lineup.
Sagey steps. Yes. Got the second base on that throw, too. That's a good base run. Yeah.
Riggsy with a little dust in his eyes.
Sage has been a nice addition to our
he
ball.
Has
oh,
been.
Yes. Man.
That ball's outside.
Yeah, Bobby ball and one. I did that first game he played down there at Tri-Village, I believe it was, and he two singles and two RBIs, I think, or three RBIs
time's
maybe.
Called.
He's got dust in his eyes.
And
he's still fighting with it, so I hope it's nothing special or nothing with his contact. But
Jill's on her way down. Maybe get a horse's eye out or something.
Get a little horse down.
I don't know if he has contacts or not. But
yeah, I'm not
Coach
sure
Ike
either.
Is talking to him right now.
Might have one slid on him.
Yep. I think he's ready.
You know what?
Just swing. Just come close to it.
Now, somebody told me that if you get dirt in your eye, the way you are able to ignore that, have somebody punch you in the nose.
That there works.
Yeah. Then you'll forget. I won't hurt no more.
Forget all about that.
Yeah, those tears will wash that dirt right out of your eyes.
Won't have to worry about
balls
it.
Outside. Yep. Side. 2-0.
You'll have a bloody nose. That'll be a whole different problem, but
yep.
Dirt won't be in your eye.
Alex Dew's on deck. There's a strike.
Riggsy takes him.
Two balls and a strike. Two outs here. Indians lead it 3-0 if you're just joining us. Single, single, single. There's a fly ball pulled left and foul. He hit it hard.
He did.
That not bad for not being able to see anything.
Fence is 290 down the line, and he probably hit that 280 at least. Here go, Riggsy.
Ground ball, fair down the left field line.
Come on,
that
Sager.
One is going all the way to the fence.
He's going to get at least two.
Sage is going to score. Riggs makes a big turn.
Riggs
at second.
Says,
he's coming to third.
Come on.
And he is.
Oh, he's dead.
Out. He was out. Nice play by
he came
the
up just
Jets.
Short on his slide.
Pretty good throw. Pretty
yes,
good throw.
Sir.
Yes, it was.
Riggs,
they did
right.
A nice job of hitting the cutoff, and now he's got more dirt in his eye.
Yeah, just rolled around. Can't see nothing.
But we'll take that. That's a huge hit for Riggs and Indians with 4 runs in the first. And after 1 inning, Fort Recovery 4, Frank Monroe 0.
Nicely done.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical. 419-375-2410.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617. For all your automotive needs.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Welcome back to...
We are back.
The Stockade, the Lefevre Family Softball and Baseball Complex.
Complex.
The Battleground.
The Battleground.
We like all of those.
Bobby, pretty good inning by Bobby there. Got them 1-2-3 and scored four runs he did. For us. That's a good job.
Yes.
Let's keep that going.
Yep. Yep. We had... had timely hits. We got things. We did things we needed to do. So, you know, and we got three timely hits. Very,
yes,
very
that's what
important.
We've been looking
hits.
For all seasons.
Yep. So,
good to see.
Riggs, the only mistake, I guess you'd call it a mistake,
yeah,
is,
that's
is Riggs heading for third base on that one down in the corner. And,
yeah, I don't and, mind that. I don't mind that
that's
at all.
Aggressive, and I am never upset about aggressive.
Yep, I don't mind
it's
that at all.
Just a good, good thing.
Looks
I just,
like the first three hitters for Franklin Monroe will be Josh Armstrong, Brady Wackler, and Ty Riffle.
So that's 4-5-6 for him?
That is 4-5-6.
Okay, I was thinking we went 1-2-3 on him, so... So this, so we have Arcanum tomorrow.
Yeah, 12:30 is that right?
12:30 is start time tomorrow afternoon,
sounds
and that
good.
One's a makeup from a few weeks ago that we both teams actually had somebody they could or an opening where we could
okay.
we could put it together. So
perfect.
So
yeah, Big Bo Tin coming to the mound. Threw a lot of strikes his first
year. Yes, I think he threw
always have
two
a
balls.
Invite.
Josh Armstrong leading it off, the big fella.
Yep. Cleanup hitter for him. Looks like he can hit the ball a ways.
Big first baseman. Ground ball to short. Alex Deuce got it. Fires over to Patchy. Got him for the first out.
Yep.
Scoring at home, that's a 6-3. Ground out.
Number 16, Brady Wackler.
Brady Wackler comes to the plate for the Jets.
You got the baby overnight tonight?
No.
No.
Nope. You get her just a little older.
Yep.
We're a little nervous yet. We'll let them handle it.
How old is the baby? 6 months, probably?
Yeah, she was in March.
Well, if I remember right, you had two babies, and you don't know anything about how to take care of babies?
I can't even remember them anymore. That's a long time ago.
Well, okay. Figured I was kind of like riding a bicycle.
Plus, I wasn't very good when it was. When they were
yeah,
probably.
Your kids turned out to be real
they did
hoodlums.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa, swinging
way
a miss.
Out in front of that one.
Pulled the string on Woo. That one. That was a nice pitch. Bo Tin throwing a lot of strikes out here today.
Yes, he
I like
is.
Seeing that.
Yep.
That was a okay. K swinging for the second out of the inning. Ty Riffle comes to the plate.
Ty Riffle.
Update from Birmingham, Jaden Davis, base hit.
All right.
33.
33 games in a row, Denver base gone. Hit. If you wonder what we're Foul. Talking about, it's Harold Feely's
great nephew
Mike. Everybody remembers Mike Feely that yep. worked at Cheeseman's for 1,000 years and down in Tennessee now. And we had him on Sports Talk Wednesday night. If you want to go listen to that, he called in from the road, and Jaden did, and it's a great that
Good
is
interview.
A really neat thing, even if we didn't know who he was.
Swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes. Bo Tin,
and that is.
Good heat.
That is the current Division I leading hitting streak.
Hitting streak, yep,
and
so far.
And it's at 33.
Oh, nice pitch. Curveball just missed the outside corner.
Tell you what, old Bo's look sharp right
Boy,
now.
Boy, he does look pretty good right now.
Really good.
One ball, two strikes. Two outs in the inning. Looking for another 1-2-3 inning. Big Bo. Big Bo says, strike three.
Oh, man.
Okay, looking there, buddy. That Whew. Is three outs, three up, three Whew. Down. After 1.5, the Indians lead it 4-0.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Does it seem like you never have enough outlets? All your appliances need power along with every other device and gadget. Now comes a power outage. Everything plugged in or being charged is or will be useless. You need a Generac automatic standby generator. Reasoner Energy can install your Generac so that all your outlets will have plenty of juice when everyone else loses their power. It's not a convenience, it's a necessity. Find out more about Generac generators at Reasoner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4858.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
So the elk, now wait a minute.
Oh,
we're eating steak, and he's standing out in left center field.
But he's standing on 350 line.
And I think he might have an adult beverage.
He might have a beverage out there.
I don't get it.
He's in his yard, so that's okay.
He's allowed to do that?
Tony Stahl is here. We're going to send the superintendent out.
Yep.
Jared Laux, the mayor's out in left center field.
Let's go get him.
What he told me, Tom's brother retired. So he calls Dave and says, what time you want to go over there? And they're kind of talking it over. And Dave says, well, I can't leave that early. How about 5:30? Tom says, that's nap time. So he's probably waiting for Tom to text him that he's up from his nap and ready to go eat elk.
Time to eat.
I think Boosie has a nap time, don't he?
Oh, yeah. He got a big out nap time.
Ooh, that one clunky.
Curveball might. No, he came through it behind him, but it didn't get him.
Thought it might have caught him in the tuchus.
Alex Deuce is our hitter. He's leading off for the Indians.
Y'all
Tucker
Overman
on deck.
Two balls and a strike.
Y'all see my yard.
Looking good?
Yeah.
You got her mowed up and looking good?
Yeah, I beat you. But you get the fresh mulch.
Yeah, I did get some fresh mulch.
That looks real good.
Got that looking good last week. Just about died doing it.
Did you about kill you?
Yeah.
Kim's unbelievable.
Three times to the hospital.
Did?
Yeah, no big deal. Here's the pitch. Drives the ball into center field. Center field is going back. He's got it.
That was about at the gut mare.
Yeah. He hit it right at the mare there.
Yeah,
didn't he
did.
Yep, mare about caught that one. Had a little longer your arms.
That is a fly out to number 8 for the first out of the inning.
That was a pretty good shot, though.
Tucker Overman comes to the plate. Another senior.
It's Tucker number 9, then we got Landon.
Number 9,
coming.
And we're going back to the top of the lineup.
I think Tucker just won a – did he win the TriStar Student of the Year or
nope,
something?
That was Wyatt.
Wyatt did. Wyatt. One of them did.
Yeah.
In
Wyatt Man.
Construction
In construction, whatever. Yep. Wyatt's got a wounded hand, arm, wrist.
Evidently, he hurt himself with the construction. He shouldn't have got the award.
Yeah.
Yeah, hit himself with a hammer.
Well, he didn't. He got hit on the wrist at St. Mary's. Hit by a pitch.
Yeah, but we like to say otherwise.
Yeah. Better.
Sounds funnier.
Yeah.
Swing and a miss. Got him. Tucker, 3 pitches. Okay, swing in. Second out of the inning. That brings the leadoff hitter, Landon Post. Grounded out to third his first time up.
What are you doing this weekend? Anything?
I got nothing.
Nothing? I got a wedding tomorrow. Adam Smith gets married tomorrow.
Oh, that's
my
right.
My neighbor?
That is right, neighbor.
You going to be at the game tomorrow, 12:30?
Should be.
You think the mayor will be there? He's probably still going to be eating.
Mayor might still be picking
chomp.
He'll
be
elk
like
out of
he might have food poisoning from the elk.
Yeah.
He'll still be picking teeth. Elk's wide open in there. There's here a line drive base hit. Up the middle. Attaboy, Landon. Get something going here with 2.
2-hour rally.
Caden Greasy comes to play. Caden with a big line drive base hit first time up.
There goes Neil.
Oh, Neil's on his way out of town.
That's not a blazer.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
I know my vehicles.
Well, yes, sir.
Well, you don't know that one.
Well, Neil, I think you're wrong.
Landon with a big lead over there. Probably looking to maybe move on over to second. Caden Greasy takes ball one.
When's graduation? It's coming up, right? How much school
I think it's a week from Sunday.
Another week? 2 weeks?
2 weeks?
21st.
21st.
So how many days of school you got left?
Line drive. That's a base hit. It'll fall in front of the left fielder.
There we go. Two-out rally.
Here comes the rally. One runner's at first and second. Well, two down.
We're kind of where we want to be in the lineup. Isaac is 5 days away from
5 days from
being out of prison.
Done. Kale Ramel comes to the plate. Gale line drive base hit first time up.
Remember when we were seniors, the last week of school was a party. Wow. Everybody had a party.
Yeah.
Starting on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
You went the whole week. They still do it. Did they still do it? Yeah.
We used to drive around the school burning tires wide open.
Yeah. Hey, make sure you spin your tires.
Champ.
I'll give you $100 if you burn your tires.
We put bleach on the ground and just absolutely smoke them. Ground ball to third. Third baseman's got it. He's going to go over to the bag and take it himself. Couple of hits, left a couple men on, no runs, no hit, or a couple hits. We got after two. Indians lead it 4-0.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up because we don't have much time. BU has closing gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes. Any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU of Heron Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and socks ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor, or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
All right, we're back here. The top of the third inning. Indians leading 4-0. It is 7-8-9. Stebbins, Fosnock, and Denlinger.
Yep.
So far, six up, six down for Big Bo.
Big Bo plowing right through.
0-2 starting out here.
He's throwing nothing but strikes today.
I like it.
I figured he's going to hit him there since Neil said
that. Yeah. Right inside of him. No doubter.
Well, I don't think Bo could hear me.
No. That's a little bit high. 2-2. Greasy at third. Deuce at short. Post at second. Big Dan at first. Right field Tucker. Center field Kale. Left field Sage. Riggers.
Oh, behind the plate. Solid man, defense. He's right around that plate on those last
sense.
Three.
He won't throw another strike.
No. Nope. Ever.
He's 67 straight balls because Neil said that. Full count pitch. Fouled back to the screen.
Clunker. Could be back here.
That almost had to hit something in the parking lot.
You would think so.
Big Blue's back there. The window down. Maybe went right in the window.
Yeah. Get yourself a souvenir.
Yep. Yeah.
Harold's I got staring Whitey somebody.
I'm daring him on the end there. Hit me. Right. Right. Hey, there you go, Bo.
Seven up, seven down for Bo.
Bo dealing.
How many strikeouts?
Here's Hudson. He has
three or four.
He's got a few.
One, two, three, four. Three in a row. Three in a row. Here's the third baseman. Made a nice play to end the last inning.
Yes, he did.
That one's high cheese. Ball one. Went down to Reds game yesterday.
Yes.
Got us a win. 5-0.
Got a W. Well done.
Yep. It was 174 in our seats.
Not too bad.
Not too bad.
Had the air conditioning on.
Yep. It was a beautiful day for baseball. And I just love that. That thing, that place is beautiful.
It is neat.
Yep.
Even if they ain't very good, it's pretty neat.
There's a strike.
They're getting there, though. These young kids are getting pretty good.
I agree with you. Neil's grossing them out on Facebook.
I think they're getting there.
I don't blame you.
They had a
frustrating.
Had a five-game winning streak early in the season. And
swinging them at 2-2.
And, then won their sixth game around game 23.
Had a little lapse in there.
Tough schedule. 2-2, one out here in the top of the third. Got him. Look
nice
at
nice pitch.
That's four burgers in a row.
Get her
all
going.
Right.
Here's the number nine hitter, Ben Denlinger.
I've done a few things, or done a couple times like you did, just move around and sit in different places in there. There's not a bad seat there.
No, pretty good seats.
I sat way up in the Bob Uecker seat. I think the first time I was down there, I just went up
the
there.
First time that commercial come out when Uecker was, oh, I must be in the front row.
Front row.
That was, one of the greatest commercials.
That was a good commercial.
He is so good at making fun of himself.
Yeah. Strutting down there.
He is a funny guy.
Sit down. 0-2.
You got to love him. Bo, set him down.
Bo. Three up, three down. Bo struck out five straight. It'd be nice to get another inning in here. I mean, you got to play to get it complete. Four or five.
I think four, nah.
Nah?
Yep. Yep.
I think.
In the inning, nothing. Go ahead, Spencer.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor, or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
We're back here at Forsythe Field, and we are ready for Mr. Daniel Patch to take the get in the box.
What did he do the first time up? He hit one, didn't he?
Yeah, he moved the runners up.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He grounded out.
Yep. Moved the runners to second and third, and they both scored. So.
And they ended up scoring. That's right.
Good job.
Now he's got to be the leadoff man. Daniel Patch takes strike one. Indians with a nice first inning. Came out hot. Got four runs. Here's a pitch to Daniel.
Oh,
just
back.
A little out in front of it.
Yeah, just
0-2.
I got a text from Jonas Foote this week.
Jonas?
And somebody has scratched their name into the sign out there for this field.
You got to be kidding me.
It's nobody from
Popped
around
up.
Here. Get to the name in a minute.
Right fielder's got it. For the first out.
And it appears to say Lydia Birt, B-I-R-T, L-Y-D-I-A, B-I-R-T.
B-I-R-T.
And I went down and looked at it, and somebody has scratched their name into one of those panels.
That's not very smart.
So if anybody knows who that might be, we would like to get a hold of them and let them pay for the replacement panel. Because there's no reason to be doing that.
No,
I mean,
agree.
You know, graffiti's one thing.
Yep.
That is... That's just
all right.
So,
Bo Tin coming to the plate.
So, especially let one of the athletic boosters know if you know who that might be. he's guessing it's somebody that was at one of the baseball or softball games.
Probably right.
Not somebody in the family or a friend or something.
Yeah. One ball, one strike, Bo 10. Bo 10 had a big hit. First time up, drove in two runs. Way out in front of that curveball.
Yes, he was.
One ball, two strikes on Bo.
He wasn't expecting that one, was he?
No, he was not. Way out in front of him.
So we lost Bobby here. He went down to the mill.
He got to go to the mill for a little bit.
I don't know if people know this, but he actually has a job.
Yeah.
And he works sometimes.
He does work sometimes.
And this is one of those times when
he's got to go work.
When the poop hits the propeller, he has to go take care of it.
Got to clean her up.
Yep.
A little outside.
Pretty sure
count.
Pretty sure they didn't have anything scheduled for 6 o'clock on a Friday night.
I would not think so. But you never know.
So nothing that he would have to take care of. So putting out fires is his job, and he's pretty good at it.
Bo pops one foul behind the visitor's dugout.
Yeah, he needed a little bit more on that to get to the white bomb out there, Harold.
He was on the line. Yeah. He just didn't hit her hard
now
enough.
If somebody puts a dent in that fender or something, can they get a discount when they buy that?
Yeah, we'll sell it to them cheap.
All right.
Can't beat it. Ground ball up the middle. Going to be a tough play here. I think Bo's got it stretched out, and he's going to get a hit. A base hit. Two for two for Bo.
Got past the pitcher. Second baseman came over. It was a kind of slow roller. He came over and got it, but he didn't. He could see he'd had no chance to get Bo, so he made sure he didn't throw it away. Kept it in his glove.
Exactly right. Sage Wendell comes to the plate. Sage had a seeing eye single to right field. His first time up, got an RBI.
Yep.
Hit him where they ain't. Swing and a miss.
Yeah, he was way off on that one. No balls and a strike.
So far, we look pretty aggressive at the plate. I like that.
Yes.
These kids throwing strikes. Let's go get him. A little outside.
Yep.
One ball, one strike.
And we've also been pretty good this year at if he's not throwing strikes, we will milk that count and get walks. We get a lot of walks.
Yep.
Our kids have pretty good eyes.
Swing and a miss.
There's a swing and a miss. That one was.
One ball, two strikes.
He was ahead of that one, too.
Yep. A little bit ahead. Took a little off of it.
Yep. That one's outside.
A little outside. Evens the count at two balls, two strikes.
Pitcher looks in.
There's the pitch. Swing foul.
Good foul at the plate.
Good at bat. Battling a little bit.
Two balls, two strikes. One out. Runner at first base. Sage hits it.
Third baseman
took a nice hop for him over to second for one.
For the force out.
Does not go over to first to get the double play.
Fielder's choice on that one.
Yep. So.
Bo.
We just basically exchange one runner for the other and give him an out. So
he got a little quicker one, too. Sage, a little bit quicker wheels than Bo.
Riggsy.
Riggs is your hitter.
Woo, big swing. Missed it. The ball's on a strike.
Righty.
Two outs. Sage at first base. Indians lead 4-0 here.
Big lead for
in
Sage.
The bottom of the third inning. Scored four in the first. Got to him pretty
Rick Stovey
quick.
With a big hit first time
and
out.
And Sage
runner's
is
going.
Heading
Here's
for
the throw
second.
Down to second. Not in time.
And the throw was the shortstop
Sage
came over, but he was in front on the home plate side of second base. So if he'd have caught it, he wouldn't have.
So Sage is in scoring position, second base.
Here we go, Riggs. Riggs looking for an RBI here, and I think he's going to do it.
He had one the first time up.
Swing and a miss.
That ends the inning.
Yep.
But in the inning, looks like we get no runs on one hit. We leave one runner on base. After three complete, Indians lead it 4-0.
Hi, this is Emily Andrews from Calp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Calp Pharmacy carries Golden Technology recliners and offers an assortment of recliner options in various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to personalize the order. Let our experienced customer service representatives help choose a recliner for a comfortable fit for Mother's Day this year. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery on Commerce Street off State Route 49. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today. Fort Recovery Merchants Cruise Inn is coming up on Friday night, May 12th, presented by the Fort Streetcar Classics Car Club. The Brick Street will be lined with over 100 of the coolest cars ever made. It's one of the first events of spring here in Fort Recovery, and it's always a great time. Lots of friends, lots of unique cars, great food will be available, and great oldies playing all night long. Don't miss the annual Spring Cruise Inn on the Brick Street in downtown Fort Recovery on Friday, May 12th. From 6 to 9 p.m.
All right, we're back here at the Battleground. Franklin Monroe will try their second time through on Bo 10. Bo set them up 1, 2, 3 times. No runs, no hits.
He is pitching great tonight.
Pitching pretty darn well.
And he always does. We just haven't been getting any runs.
He's been good.
He was telling me that Alex's
good pitch,
ERA is like 0.8 something, and his is 0.1 is 1 point something. So
yeah.
Between them,
they've been pretty solid.
Yeah, they're averaging basically one earned run a game.
Ground ball to short.
Nice.
Alex Deuce fires over, just gets him by a step.
He just kind of whipped it. He made that look nonchalant, but that was
pretty
a pretty good
nice
play.
Yes, sir. 6-3 for the first out of the inning. Matthew Hurley is your hitter. Matthew grounded out to third first time up.
Yep.
Pop foul. Strike one. Big Bo throwing lots of strikes. I love it. Just a little outside. One ball, one strike. Old Mother Nature's holding off so far for us.
Yep. Looks like we're going to at least get a complete game in, should.
Yeah, hopefully we get it in.
Yeah, there's nothing out.
Not
to
looking
the southwest,
too bad.
Which I think is where our weather's going to come from today, and it's not, it's hazy, of course. It's cloudy, but
nothing bad, though.
There's nothing dark out there right now.
Popped up. Could be a tough play there. I think that one's going to be a foul ball.
That one gets up there. Is that Tony Grizzly that just missed that one out there?
Yeah. Tony had short armed it. He couldn't get to her.
Yep.
All right. Matthew Hurley steps back in. Two balls, two strikes. Big Bo 10 whines and pitches. Strike foul. Good at bat. Good at bat so far for Hurley. Bo back on the rubber. Here he goes. Pitch. Curveball. Set him down.
All right.
Froze him with that curveball. Well done.
Six strikeouts in a row.
He's looking. Now we had one pop out.
Yeah,
in, or ground
right,
out.
That's
in
right.
Here.
Yep, sorry.
Two down.
That's pretty good.
That's real good. Kate Peters comes to the plate. Kate flied out to Cale Rammel. First time up, he hit it pretty hard. Good pitch. Curveball in the corner. Boy, he's just painting the outside corner right now.
Yep.
Hard to hit.
It's pretty
looking,
good.
Looking for our fourth. 1, 2, 3. Ball outside. One ball, one strike. Here's Buzz pitch. Wow. Close.
Yep, that
just
was
just a little high, maybe.
Yeah, might have been possibly a little outside, but he is right around that plate.
He's pretty close. Two balls, one strike.
Hasn't had any control problems at all.
Bo fires it. There's a line drive. That's going to drop for a base hit. First hit of the inning and first hit of the game for the
their
team.
First base runner, I believe, right?
It might be their first base runner. You are correct. Yeah.
So, Bo pitching to Jim here.
Josh Armstrong comes up.
Cleanup man.
Number 32.
Josh big fella grounded Armstrong out to short last time up. Alex Deuce made it look easy, like he always does. They're going to have to go from the stretch here.
Yep.
Beautiful night for baseball.
Yes, it is. A little bit of a breeze.
Good pitch.
No sun to get in the fielder's eyes.
Nope.
And temperature, I'm going to say low 70s probably.
Pretty darn nice.
Enough of a breeze to keep us cool anyway.
Yep. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss.
Phew.
Do that one right by him.
Yep. He was going to hold up. Then he saw it was a great pitch, and he swung about a minute late.
A little bit late. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Bo trying to set him down here himself. Here's the pitch. Ground ball right back to Bo. Bo sets his feet, fires over to first, completes the inning. 1-3 for the third out of the inning. In the inning for Franklin Monroe, they get one hit. They get a base runner. They leave him on base. After 3.5, the Indians lead it 4-0.
Has your day been a little crazy? And now it's time for supper. Just remember, Wayne IGA has good, hot, ready-to-eat meals back in their deli, and their deli is now open until 8 p.m. every weeknight. Just stop in and pick out what you want. Chicken, tenderloins, chicken tenders, and by popular demand, now including their freshly breaded fish that you love during Lent. Grab some of their delicious side dishes and you have a great meal for your family. And of course, they also have those great meals ready to go at lunchtime and all through the day. Easy in and easy out at Wayne IGA. Good food fast, and it's better than fast food.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units. Also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Welcome back, and the Indians are taking on the Franklin Monroe Jets. Going to the bottom of the fourth inning, Indians lead 4-0, scored four in the first. And since then, Franklin Monroe got their first base runner last inning in the top of, or the top, first, the top of this inning, the fourth inning. So we have Alex Dews coming to the plate, followed by Tucker Overman, and then the top of the order. Oops, sorry, Harold, I forgot to turn you on there. That makes it harder for us
makes
to
it a little
hear
better.
You.
There we go.
Harder to hear you if you had to shout loud enough to get
the
to my microphone.
Down there. Alex Deuce leads off for the Indians. He flied out to center field his last time up. Hit the ball hard. Popped up.
Yep.
This one.
Behind second.
Somebody's got to make the play. Shortstop's calling it. He's got it for the first out of the inning. Pop out.
Yep. One up, one down.
Oh, number six for the first out. Tucker Overman comes to the plate.
Number 17.
Tucker struck out swinging the first time up.
Yep. Cade Peters, a senior, pitching for the Jets.
Actually, he's had a good game
yes,
so
he
far
has.
Other than that first inning.
Yep. And he didn't have a bad first inning.
No.
We just got a lot of hits.
We had some good hits. Yep.
And finally got two, or was it three timely hits?
Three timely hits with two outs.
Yes, that was a big time, boys. We got to get that going again.
Pitch Tucker. Popped up. Foul.
No balls, two strikes.
Tucker? Got a battle here a little bit.
Go, Tucker.
A little behind on that one.
Let's get a little shot into a gap here.
Yeah, find him a hole here. Get him a hit. Here's the pitch. Curveball. Very close. Tough to take.
Yeah.
Whew. Tough to take. One ball, two strikes.
Yeah, that had to be pretty close to that inside corner.
Close. Yep. All right, Tucker. Let's get him right here.
It's not you, the one that the coach will be proud of you taking.
Pitch just a little outside.
You have to foul it off so it can't be a strikeout.
Two balls, two strikes. One away in the inning.
Let's go, Tucker. Be
bottom
that hitter.
Four. Here at the battlegrounds. Pitch, line, all right, there drive. We go. That's going to drop for a base hit.
There we go, Tucker. Two out rally again.
One out.
Look out, boys. Oh,
Tucker.
One out.
Yeah,
sorry.
We only got one out.
Well, then I'll take that, too.
Yep, we're doing good.
That's even more gooder.
Top of the order, Landon Post.
What's Landon done today? He's been on
Landon
both times?
Has he did ground out his first time up and had a base hit second time.
Yep.
Pitch a little high.
Landon's really good at milking the pitches if he has to. He loves to hit, but he will take a walk because he's pretty good at running the bases.
There goes the runner. Slow down to second. Not in time. Stolen base for Tucker Overman.
Good job, Tucker. Yep. Watch the pitch and says, I got him timed. I think I can do this. A great throw, I think, would have still been just a little too late.
Yeah, I think he had that beat. I get a good jump down there. Landon Post. Takes ball three. Three balls, no strikes.
Yeah. It was a pretty good
looks down at coach
throw, but it wasn't good enough to get him. So here we go, Landon.
This might be the old give him the green light. Nope.
Oh.
Taking all the way. Strike one. Three balls, one strike. Got a runner in scoring position in Tucker Overman. Out at second. One away in the inning. Pop foul off the head.
Still not far enough to get to your car.
Nope. Got to hit it a little harder than that.
Yeah. And a little bit
toward the fence a little bit.
Yep. A little bit to the left. Yep.
All right. Come on, Landon. Base hit here. Just right on it. Foul ball.
Yep. But he's fouling him off.
Good at bat so
if
far.
If he doesn't like the pitch, he's going to foul it so he can
full count.
So he can work that pitcher.
Landon looking for an RBI here.
Here comes the chant, 3-2-1.
Ground ball to short. Shortstop's got it. Looks him back. Fires over to first. Over to third. Didn't slide there, but
nope.
Got hit in the chest with a tag. Probably needed to slide there.
Yeah.
He was out at first base for the second out of the inning. Moved Tucker over to third. Caden Greasy comes to the plate.
He has at least one hit, I believe, doesn't he, Caden?
Caden does. He actually is 2-for-2.
Okay, I was thinking that, but I didn't
remember
he got a hit in that first inning to
two down. Caden,
things going.
We're looking for one more hit and an RBI here, big fella.
Yep, we got to get Tucker in here. Don't leave him there. This is our season here, and our new season is timely hits.
Popped out.
Yep, that isn't it.
That wasn't it. But
maybe it'll drop. It'll drop.
Nope. He did drop it. And we got an RBI run.
he went – when he got to the mound, I'm thinking he might not know that. And when he went up on that mound, that threw him off just enough that it went through his glove. And it's now five.
E5 on that one.
Yep.
We give an error, and we do get a run.
Yep.
Tucker Overman scored on it. Caden Greasy takes off. Here's the pitch.
Off on the first
throw
pitch.
Down. He is out.
Got him. Yep. That was a really good throw.
Pretty good throw down there. Yep. But in the inning, the Indians tack on another run with a one hit. After four complete, Indians now lead it 5-0.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is now hiring in their service and parts departments. Hull Brothers sells and services both farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. Full-time employees enjoy generous wages, health insurance, paid vacations, 401k contributions, annual bonuses, and more. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers with skilled and dedicated employees. Consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Apply today at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
We are back here at the Battlegrounds. I am joined by our superintendent, Mr. Larry Brown. How's it going, Larry?
Good. Good afternoon. I was down in the bleachers for a while. Thought I'd come up and see what...
Check it out.
Looks like up here.
Excuse me, sir. We do not have bleachers.
Oh, you're
those
right.
are seats.
Stand seats.
We have
yeah.
nice
those
seats.
Are seats.
Correct. Right. I stand corrected.
Yes. There's a big difference. We
you're
used
right.
to have bleachers. These are.
You're right.
And the bleachers are not bad. But no. the this
These
is
are pretty
first
sweet.
Class. But
pretty
but,
sweet.
Buddy,
they
it's,
are.
It's really nice.
Both ends on a roll. Larry, we are. He's only giving up one hit.
Yeah, I saw the three strikeouts in a row. That was
yeah.
awesome.
At one point, he had five.
Yeah, and he's been rolling.
I think they popped one up, and then he got another strikeout, and they got a hit somewhere in between
Seven
there.
Seven strikeouts altogether.
Yep.
Here they come. Top of five, Brady Wackler comes to the plate for Franklin Monroe. School winding down. You about got it in.
Yeah, the kids are getting ready to – all the summer.
Yep.
But they get to come back in about 90-some days after that. So
yep, yep. That's right. They'll yep. be back before they know it.
Isaac
sure
said
they
he
don't
has,
want to hear that.
Said he has 5 days left. I think he ought to have to come back a couple of days the following week.
He's got maybe 3 or 4 years yet to go after this. So.
Yeah, I don't think he should get his high school career over. I don't think it should be a given that he's getting out of here.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Stahl hasn't signed his diploma yet.
That's right.
I did, but I don't think
Mr.
Stahl waits.
Mr. Stahl says no.
He waits
because he knows there's a senior prank coming, and he's going to.
I don't know about that.
Maybe if he ends up in the Hoosgala, is he still going to get his diploma?
That's right.
Usually they get it, but they might not get the walk.
Ah.
Ooh. Strike.
So the senior prank has to be just enough to have fun, but not enough to get you out of the graduation.
Yeah, our kids have been relatively fair about that here.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I've had worse places.
Base on balls, first base on balls.
The little slips of paper all year long were kind of interesting. I don't know if that was 2021 or 20. I can't remember.
Oh, yeah.
We found little slips of paper the whole year.
Is that right?
The class of, yeah.
That's pretty good.
That ain't bad.
We were here. Just think what we could have done.
Yeah.
Instead of leaving little notes.
Ty Riffle's the hitter.
Tries to bunt it.
Fouls the first one off.
Fouls it.
I just hope they didn't use school paper for it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
They didn't. I gave it to them.
Okay, that makes sense.
Well, somebody could have come in the studio and stolen a few sheets. I got so much paper in there.
The bunt.